Our studies in the book of Psalms today takes us to Psalm 76. Psalm 76 is about the victorious power of God in judgment. It's written by a man named Asaph. Now, Asaph is probably the family name. Asaph lived during the days of David, but most likely this was written by a later descendant. And he wrote Psalm 73 through Psalm 83. Now, the occasion of this particular psalm is probably the Assyrian invasion. Israel had departed from the ways of God. They'd gone off into all kinds of immorality. They'd departed into idolatry, and God was bringing judgment upon them. In Psalm 76 and verse 7, where our text will be taken from this day, the psalmist wrote, "Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry?" As we look at this psalm, we learn about God's rightful place and fear toward him. We need to fear God. Now that means we need to have a reverential fear, a reverential respect of God. God should stand in awe of us. God's judgment caused man to stand in awe of him. As Israel would see the judgment of God coming down upon them in the ways of Assyria, and the Assyrian invasion upon them, they would understand God's judgment upon them. And his judgment brought and promoted true fear of him. So it is today. This is the effect of God's just anger. Unlike man, whose anger does not work the righteousness of God, James 1 and verse 20, God's righteousness, or God's anger rather, is always right and always just. It is never improper. It is always right and always just. Paul wrote about the end of time judgment. Though the judgment in this particular verse is the judgment that was temporal upon the nation of Israel, and yet the same application can be found with reference to the end of time judgment. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, Paul wrote, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the thing done in his body, according to all that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." Now notice this. Paul says that, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of God," the judgment seat of Christ. Every single person, no matter how evil they may be or how good they may be, every single person, no matter how powerful they are, every person will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. That tells us the awesome power of God to bring every single person into judgment. With man's judgment, men escape men's judgment. But no one will escape the judgment seat of Christ. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 14, verses 10 and following about the same thing, that not only will we stand before him, but every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess to God. This again shows how powerful his judgment will be. No wonder the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 10 and verse 31, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Let us therefore prepare for that great day. Let us prepare to know his will and prepare ourselves in obedience to his plan."